Konnichiwa, minasan. Krim desu. Happy Merry Turkey Day. Welcome to the fourth episode of J-Rock On. And this podcast even has a theme. Yay! And if the background music isn't enough hintage for you to know what the theme is, then I guess I'll just tell you. Today's theme will be perverted songs in J-Rock. Sometimes though, you're just completely taken out of the song and out of the sexy mood when you hear the English parts of these songs, like in this one, Vanilla, when Gakuto says, "Cool like plastic." What does that mean? I don't know. It makes no sense, but now I say to my friend, "Oh, that's so not cool like plastic," when something's like obviously like not cool or something's not going right, or when I want to say that she's sexy or something, I say, "You're so cool like plastic." I just use it in any context now, it just doesn't matter. As long as we all know what Gakuto is referring to in Vanilla. Would it be okay to love you in the gyrating evening? Just like this, harder, deeper, till lips that are insanely well used to the act melt with each other. I am your vanilla. Yep, that's pretty much the chorus translation right there. Oh, Gakuto, you're so sexy. Which brings me to his song on his latest album, Diablos. It's called Despair, and it's quite sexual, just like Vanilla too. It kind of reminds me of it in a way, but I don't know. Here's the first line. "You look up, please, running your tongue along me in the gathering flood of sweet nectar, teasing the snake." Don't you just love his vivid symbolism? It's basically like, in your face, I want to sex you up, like, right now. Tease my snake. Oh, Gakuto, I'd want to tease your magnum of a snake. Okay, yeah, I should play this song now. This is called Despair by Gakuto.
Don't be what you're doing. 約束は熱い口づけに快楽はもう求められない。引き裂いた体を震わせ受けからにさよならを告げて、過ちは繰り返されても心まで貪り尽くして、差し出した腕を抱き寄せて色褪せた瞳を閉じた。
I don't think Mia V has ever released any songs that pertain to pervertedness or sexuality at all, but maybe I missed it. I don't know. But it doesn't matter because Mia V is the embodiment of sex, so he doesn't need to write any of that kind of stuff. He's just, wow, sexy. Oh, and he's going to release yet another single, and it's going to involve flamenco dancing and castanets. That should be very interesting. The single is going to be called Señor, Señora, Señorita. So obviously it's gotta have some Hispanic influence in there somewhere. And my theory is that he's getting ready for his international tour. So he's going to explore all different types of music, which is really good for him because he's expanding his horizons. That's really cool. So who knows, maybe his next one will be like reggae or something. But you never know. You never know. Maybe next time he'll be like hosting his own little Saturday morning children's show. Oh my goodness, I'd love to see that. But anyway, with his new single involving flamenco dancers and castanets, well, I've seen a flamenco show recently for a Spanish field trip, and there are four people involved in it. There's the flamenco dancer, the singer, the guitarist, and the cajon. And the cajon is this box drum. So could you imagine Meave with all four parts? Just it'll be like Jibun Kakume 2003 plus Kakonsuki no Ota put together, making four Meaves. My goodness, that would rock so much. And like if Meave dresses up in a flamenco dress and starts dancing, oh my gosh, I'd get so excited. I enjoy seeing Miave in a dress. Okay, leave me alone. He looked good back then when he used to do that like constantly. But yeah, that would be interesting to see. I can't wait to see it. It'll come out in 2 months, I think. I don't know, I just glanced over it. I got too excited. Miave would be very experienced with the quadruple Miave idea of mine, because he's already done the cloning and the PVs, and plus if you've seen the Are You Ready to Rock PV, you see that he plays practically like every instrument by himself. And he did the same thing when he did the live performance of Kakonsuki no Ota on Pop Jam, so he can do it. Mia V will take over the world. Yes, he can. Okay, I should really stop talking about Mia V in my podcast. I'm sorry. Our next artist is Hide, and the song I'm going to play is called Electric Cucumber. Most of the songs on his 3-2-1 album are very perverted. There's Electric Cucumber, Inside the Pervert Mound, and Fuck Track Number 6. He played these songs with Zilch, and that was his American band, and all the songs in that album were in English, and Hide speaks really good English, but some of the things he mentions in his songs I don't quite understand, like Be a Mesquite in Fuck Track Number 6. Me and my friends have been trying to figure out what he meant by Be a Mesquite. We looked up mesquite and it was like a tree or a shrub. So we're like, what's so sexy about being a shrub? We did not know. It's like cool, like plastic. So, for Inside the Pervert Mound, it's, if you listen to the beat of it, it's the same as Leatherface, one of Hide's earlier songs. And with Fuck Track Number 6, if you listen to Frozen Bug, it's got the same melody too. So I guess he just wrote new words and used the same kind of music in the background. So yeah, it's great. Electric Cucumber was referred to me by a friend. She found it very funny. She found it on a MP3 rotation, and then like, yeah, we were like, "Dad, this song is really funny, but really good." It got addicting. So it helped me expand my J-Rock horizons, because during that time I was only listening to Malice Mizer and Gakuto. So yeah, I explored new artists through Hide. I love his music. It made me so sad when I heard that he died. So rest in peace, Hide. And so I bring to you our next perverted song of the hour, Electric Cucumber. Enjoy! What makes this song so great is that it's in English, so I was able to share it with my friends, and they're all really perverted, and I love them so much for that. So we all know about Electric Cucumber now, and like they know about my obsession with Japanese musicians and whatnot. So we were very disappointed by the music video. It wasn't as sexy and raunchy as I thought it would be. Hide was the hottest part of the video. I mean, I didn't really like the little masculine dominatrices. I really didn't like it. We plan on making our own video with that song one day. But anyway, the next song I have for you is Yuyami Suicide by Pierrot. And no one who likes J-Rock can go without seeing that video. We all know. We all know what it involves. We all have seen it. And the highlight of it is these two guys making out. Pretty hot. It's like they're really into each other. And it's not just guys, there's also girls. So, but what I liked about the video too is Kirito's red shirt. I don't know why, he just stands out against the background. And oh, he looked really hot in that video too. So, the song isn't really perverted. It's actually about a suicide, about a person on the ledge or a cliff, and he's getting ready to jump off. But the thoughts of the person that he holds dear to him is keeping him from jumping. So, the video is more perverted than the song. The song is actually pretty sad or sweet or serious. So. So here is Yuyami Suicide by Pierrot.
Yeah.
Such a great like 50s feel to it, doesn't it? It's quite catchy too. If you notice, like the black and white tile and the red curtain like setting in the Yuyami Suicide video is kind of similar to Malice Mizer's Beast of Blood music video, because I don't know, it just reminds me of it, like that dark like red and black and white tile, you know. So yeah, speaking of Malice Mizer, they're going to be our next and last song for this podcast. It's Illuminati. Now, if you've seen the music video, there's a lot of bondage, necrophilia, and blood, and naked women, and women's heads, and yeah, it's a great video. The song doesn't really make much sense, but the video and everyone's bondage attire is quite it's worth watching. So here is Illuminati by Malice Mizer. So I hope everyone has a happy Merry Turkey Day, and I'll see you guys next time probably. So, ciao ne.